ready to go. Ready to go. Good morning again. Time is 9:06. Currently cloudy skies, 29 degrees in downtown Wausau. I'm Chad Holmes. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Again, if you missed the first hour of our program, including, a terrific discussion with Matt Toombs, member of the U.S. wheelchair curling team, who will be competing in the World Championships in South Korea next month, and also Jim Force from the Wausau Curling Club. You can listen to the program on our website by going to BowFallsRadio.com. Clicking on shows, clicking on the Chad Holmes Show, and we have our previous broadcasts all on that page, but you can also go to civicmedia.us, and also wherever your podcasts. We do have these set up as podcasts wherever you get your podcasts. So, if you missed it, really, I thought a very interesting and a terrific discussion with both Matt Toombs and Jim Force. Coming up here in just a few minutes, we'll be joined by Sean Wright, Executive Director of the Grand Theater and the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation. Always a lot going on at the Grand. In fact, yesterday, if you were with us, we were talking about a show coming to the Grand tomorrow. It's a special Valentine's show. The Dallas String Quartet had a chance to talk to the founder of that organization, quartet, I should say, and also one of the members about what they do and about their trip here to Wisconsin and to the Grand Theater, what to expect tomorrow night. And if you missed that discussion yesterday, you can also just go back to our website and listen to that as well. So, again, we'll talk about that show and other shows going on with Sean Wright coming up in the next few minutes here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Speaking of the arts, we got our own resident artist on the other side of the glass, our in-studio engineer, producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Yep, you'll be on stage for the Paying Crowd starting tomorrow night with the opening night of The Drowsy Chaperone, with shows on Friday night, and then a matinee on Saturday, and another show on Saturday night at the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point at Wausau, at the Jim Venega Theater on the campus of UWSP at Wausau. Tonight it is The Final Dress.
Yes, it is.
Exciting times, I imagine.
Oh, yes. Very exciting. It's our last chance to work to practice how we're going to perform it and make sure if we make a mistake, we just have to roll with it and not let it impact the rest of the show. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. So much fun.
You've mentioned that you've, in the upper 30s in terms of the number of productions you've been involved in during your lifetime. And do you still get the butterflies before the curtain opens up for the start of a show?
I do. But after a while, it becomes pretty unnatural. I mean, it's okay to be nervous before you go on the stage before a live audience. I mean, it'd be kind of silly if you weren't nervous, because being nervous actually gives you a chance to, you know, focus that nervous energy and put it into your character, and we just have more fun with it and get more energy out of it.
Fantastic. Well, hopefully it's a great Final Dress tonight, and then four terrific shows coming up this weekend. So best of luck and break a leg to you.
Thank you.
Hey, wanted to mention here as well, like yesterday we talked about a press release that Doug Denny sent out in terms of the contract with Community Infrastructure Partners to take over the ongoing replacement of lead water service lines in the city. The challenger in the Wausau mayoral's race, not happy with the mayor in terms of the way things were going, but last night the Wausau City Council has voted to approve a partnership agreement with Community Infrastructure Partners for the first year of a proposed 5-year lead service line replacement program. this had been a continuing discussion within the council. Representatives from the city and CIP added requirements for open meeting law compliance and other communications. The president of CIP and the CEO, Sean Karachki, said he feels they went above and beyond the requirements for the communication that are already on the books. The amendment calls for CIP and the city to work in tandem to provide information on their websites regarding the project. So again, it's, I think, a lot more sunlight moving in. There was a lengthy debate among the alders last night. The vote was 7-4 to approve the agreement. The four that voted against were Doug Dinney, again, alder person who is running for mayor, Tom Killian, Gary Gisselman, and Becky McElhaney. The project will begin this spring with a plan to replace 500 service lines. Karachki says if they can, they will replace more. Year two calls for up to 1,500 lines to be replaced, and the final 3 years could see as many as 2,000 per year swapped out. Alder Lisa Rasmussen proposed a first-year checkup on the project during a meeting in October, typically considered at the end of construction season in Wausau. And Karachki, the mayor, Katie Rosenberg, and others on the council agreed that would be worthwhile. Again, when you talk about this issue, there is some disagreement, but my gut, and again, I don't have the same files of information that the alders have when they're putting together this project and the votes, but in talking to the mayor over the months since this show began, the idea of kicking the can down the road when the city has been looking and finding money to help with the cost of this project. Number one, trying to fix an issue. That's important. Number two, and then trying to use the money that you can get from different sources to try to cut down the cost, also very important. So just an interesting continuation on a story that we were talking about yesterday. And as I look across the table, walking on in, the man from the Grand Theater just down the road here downtown Wausau, Sean Wright, Executive Director of the Grand and the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation. Sean Wright, good to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you.
Yesterday, had a chance to talk to some folks about a show that's coming in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Really great to talk, the Dallas String Quartet.
Dallas String Quartet.
And it was really fun to talk to, number one, the founder of the group and also one of the members of the group. And I know tomorrow night, that's a show that looking forward to this time of year, today being Valentine's Day. It's a Valentine's Day theme at the Grand tomorrow night.
Yeah, we're really excited to have that show tomorrow night. You know, the thing that makes Dallas String Quartet just really fascinating, and I know they talked to you about it, is that, you know, these are all classically trained musicians.
Yeah.
But they realize that there's a place for classical interpretations of songs everybody knows and love. And, I mean, it's why they say they're Bach to Beethoven, or, you know, Bach to Bon Jovi. And, you know, the idea being that, you know, you can take your classically trained influence and, you know, play a Katy Perry song or a Taylor Swift song. And yeah, the show is inspired by Bridgerton, so very Valentine's Day themed, very appropriate for this time of year. And we're really, really thrilled to have them at the Grand tomorrow night.
And that is part of the arts that is always intriguing, is the way that you don't get boxed in.
Absolutely.
You know, that's one of the great things about artists and the way that they think. I've been around artists. Ian, of course, has been around artists. You've been around artists. The way that the mind is allowed to expand, to look at things in different ways, both in terms of entertaining ways and just ways of the perception of classical pieces of music or classical pieces of art. That is one of the absolute fun things to, and for the audience then to be brought along with that. And that's what I got from the conversation yesterday.
Absolutely. I mean, it truly is, you know, remarkable, the talent, but also the ability to say, hey, this is something that we think, you know, that is missing in the classical realm and the classical crossover realm. And, you know, we're going to, you know, sort of smash these worlds together a little bit. And so that, You know, whether you are a classical fan, a hardcore classical fan, you're going to come and be impressed by their musicianship and their talent. Or if you really go, ah, classical isn't for me, but you're going to come and go, oh, wow, this is so talented. I've never thought about, you know, this Ed Sheeran song done this way, or, you know, this classic rock song done this way. So, yeah, they're a talented group, and you're right. It just sort of it's always fun whenever you have the opportunity to interact with those artists who truly look at something and say, how can we contribute something that doesn't exist right now? And that's what DSQ is doing.
And I love the strings. Yep. You know, the strings are just, I mean, when you see those that just use that, whatever instrument, whichever string instrument, in a way that just, it blows the mind at times, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. Yeah. Some of my favorite groups are those really amazing classical crossover groups with strings that you just go, wow, that's so talented.
What about tickets? Tickets available for
tomorrow? We still have tickets available. We're going to have a really good house, but there's still tickets available. And we always, for these types of shows, remind folks that we have our Rush program. That's $10 on the night of the show, and that's for students, educators, first responders, and SNAP card recipients. So we want to make the arts accessible to all.
What about broadcasters? I think you should add
broadcasters. Yes. No, I forgot. We need to put that in.
I'm just joking, people. Don't think I'm trying to use my position to get some sort
I'm sure you have a hockey game or a basketball
I'm gonna be
game.
And I've got to tell you, last week, and we're going to talk, I think, about Come From Away.
Yes.
I was so disappointed that I couldn't get there, because this time of year, I'm just so busy, and I really wanted to see that show. Yeah. And I had, of course, I was out of town for one, and then I have my high school show, and it's like every night I got something going on, and it's disappointing. And one of the good things about the end of this winter sports season, I'm going to be able to do some of that stuff. And man, and I want to talk, I want to hear about that. We're going to come back here in 2 minutes. I'm going to stop crying to you people about my hard life here. We're not being able to be at the Grand as much as I want, but we're going to talk more with Sean Wright, the executive director of the Grand Theater and the Performing Arts Foundation, in 2 minutes. I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
I'm Chad Holmes. Join former Newman Catholic High School boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself each Wednesday from 6 until 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We do nothing but talk high school sports for 2 hours every Wednesday night. Plus special guests. Each Wednesday, we'll be joined by one of our area high school head coaches, plus a student-athlete guest as well. In addition, Jeff and I will break down what's going on in boys and girls high school basketball and boys and girls hockey in central Wisconsin. It's the Big High School Sports Show, every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Plus, if you missed the show, just go to bowfallsradio.com/sports or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chad Holmes back with you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Along with Sean Wright from the Grand Theater, Performing Arts Foundation. And I know that you said, I think I saw you post on social media about how much you love the show, From Away. How did it go last week?
It was just a fantastic two nights. It's just such a beautiful show, such an uplifting show. I mean, you can't go out of that show and not feel better about humanity. And from our standpoint, from the venue standpoint, you know, Broadway tours are a lot, and some of them are, they're all professionals, but there's a different level, and this tour was just that different level, just easy to work with, just professional top to bottom, and the show is just fantastic, and it's a fantastic cast, great musicians, and I was just blown away by the number of people who either said, Yeah, I've seen this now, you know, 7 times, 8 times, you know, I've seen it, I saw it when I was in Madison and in Appleton, or went to Minneapolis, and then the people who said, I had no idea what I was coming to, I knew it was a Broadway show. Wow, incredible. And I think that's kind of the beauty of Comfort Away, is that, you know, whether you've seen it once or seen it 100 times, it resonates.
And you still get moved.
You do.
I mean,
absolutely.
And that shows the power of a certain show. If you can see a show 7 times, yeah, and you still feel the eyes watering up or get moved in some way.
You know, and the great thing about Comfort Away, I think, is that it's not just, you know, everybody looks at it and says, oh, you know, of course it's emotional, it's tear-jerking, we all think back to that time, but it's also funny. I mean, you laugh, it's silly in places.
It's
the music
human.
Is good. It is. Like, it is very much, you know, like the old, you know, Jim Valvano thing where he'd say, like, if you laugh and you cry and you think you had a good day, you do all those things seeing Comfort Away.
Fantastic. What else is coming up? I guess we look back here. We look to tomorrow night, of course. What else is happening at the Grand?
Yeah, it's a busy stretch. You know, we go from Dallas String Quartet to a school show, .. on Friday morning, which is we're going to have 2 great crowds of those pre-K to 2 kids who
again, it's so much
love,
fun when you see those buses come, doesn't it? Isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, and then Saturday night, a really fun show, the Barricade Boys. They're the Barricade Boys because all 4 of them starred in Les Mis on the West End in London. And so you're obviously going to hear songs from that, but you're also going to hear songs from some of the other shows that they've performed in, including Billy Elliot and Phantom and just some of their Broadway favorites. And then because, you know, it's a West End party, they're really going to share some of their favorite musical influences. Mostly all of the British variety. So you'll hear some Elton John, some Queen, some Beatles. Just, you know, these are obviously, they're 4 really, really great performers, have a full band behind them. You know, if you like Broadway, you like classic rock, you like that, it's the classic, you know, show to just, everybody's going to enjoy it.
Let me ask you, I'm assuming you've been to the West End.
Yes.
What is the difference when you see performers on the West End maybe than Broadway? I'm just kind of curious about that. Is there a difference? Is there a different feel when you see a show there?
There's different feel in the venues and the houses and, you know, and you know, I think West End kind of incorporates what in Broadway becomes Broadway plus off-Broadway plus some of those other things, and whereas sometimes some of the biggest gems on Broadway are off-Broadway.
Right.
really it's just, you know, the vibe is different, and it's a, you know, fun thing. And obviously I think the unique thing, whether it's the West End or whether it's Broadway, is that every time is different. I mean, just being in New York a couple of weeks ago, and it was like, oh, you know, oh, now interesting. This used to be the street that had all the open shows, but now this is the area where the shows are getting ready to mount, and so the buzz isn't the same. But wow, we're down closer to Hell's Kitchen, and this is where 3 of the biggest shows are open right now. And so it's just kind of that you rediscover each time these various theaters and parts of the overall theater district that you may have forgotten.
I got to ask you as well, because you said you're just in New York. Do you see is there still space for shows that are not what you'd consider the blockbusters, where it feels like in movies and in theater it becomes so much about the blockbuster? Is there still room for those non-blockbusters on Broadway?
There is. You know, it's getting tougher, obviously. The costs of putting on shows have grown, the rents in the theaters have grown, but I feel like that you can do it in 2 ways. One is that you're seeing producers and teams work to do fun things on limited runs, like the show Gutenberg, you know, which was a musical about a musical being made about Gutenberg, starring, of course, the 2 original leads from Book of Mormon, and it was ridiculous and absurd and hilarious, and it was also ran for about 3 months, and that's it. Very limited run, played to sold-out houses every night. It's not going to win a Tony for anything, but it was fantastic. And so you can do that. Or, you know, what you do see is there is still a place for those shows that, you know, no, they're not the jukebox musical with insert pop stars, X catalog, but they really are able to build up an audience over time. And, you know, the two shows that are going out on the road next season out of that realm from last year are Shucked and Kimberly Akimbo. Neither one of them came to Broadway with much of a, you know, they weren't the blockbusters. Mm-hmm. You know, they were the art house films, I guess is the best way to put it. But they, over time, built a following. And, you know, and people gauge that and say, oh, well, you know, they didn't stay open for 4 or 5 years. They're a failure. No, both of them pretty much recouped their investment, and now they're going to both probably go on to a long touring road. And they're amazing shows, both of them.
We have about 90 seconds to go, and I've asked you off-topic questions. Yeah. What else do we need to know about what's happening at the Grand?
Yeah. Obviously, I think of, you know, the other thing we want to emphasize next week. Sweeta is in for Beauty and the Beast, a fun week of incredible high school musical theater. So we want people to come and check out that. Performances all week long. And then we will put on sale. We just announced, and we'll put on sale on Friday, the Classic Rock Legends 38 special coming to the Grand in March. So get your tickets to that show as well. And then I guess finally, before we talk again, still have some tickets left to the Indigo Girls coming up on the last Monday in February. You do not want to miss that show.
Again, getting so much variety of entertainment here at the Grand Theater. We love seeing it. Again, we always end up, where do you go? Get that information.
Go to grandtheater.org. Find out all the information. Yeah, and shows.
ER.
Announcing shows. We'll get another exciting show announcement coming next week. So it never ends.
No little hint here.
No hints at this point. No.
No one's listening.
Yeah, exactly.
Sean Wright, Executive Director, Grand Theater, Performing Arts Foundation. Again, thanks for coming on in.
Yeah, my pleasure.
The time is almost 9:29. Another information update, news, weather, and sports. And then back with more. I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Take on the Raiders in a Division I regional final. Hear all the exciting action live on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 7:20 and the opening faceoff at 7:30. Wausau West High School Playoff Hockey on Bow Falls Radio is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurant, Sun Printing, Graphic Packaging International, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Menke Automotive, Shine Chiropractic, and Picks and Pieces. It's Wausau West at Hudson in a Division I Sectional 1 Regional Hockey Final Thursday night, starting with the pregame show at 7:20 on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, thanks to Sean Wright for joining us here as he does every other Wednesday. Lots of good stuff at the Grand Theater. And Dallas String Quartet tomorrow night. If you are looking for a great post-Valentine's Day evening out, that would be the place to be. Just heard a promo for tomorrow night. I will not be able to see the Dallas String Quartet as much as I would like to. I'll be heading off on the bus west over to Hudson, way off near the Wisconsin-Minnesota border. The Wausau West hockey team tomorrow night taking on the Hudson Raiders in a Division I Sectional 1 Regional Final. Last night, in a game that we had right here on Bow Falls Radio, the Warriors shut out East Merrill United by a score of 8-0, so the Warriors earn the W, the first step on their playoff road, and it's going to get a lot tougher tomorrow night. Hudson is the number 3 seed in the sectional. The Warriors are number 6. Hudson is the number 6 ranked team in the state. These teams faced off last month back in early January. The Warriors fell to Hudson 2-0, but confident going over to Hudson. Should be a fun one, and we will be live tomorrow night, 7:20 for the pregame, 7:30 for the opening faceoff. So that's Wausau West Hockey tomorrow night, live right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Also last night, good win on the road for DC Empress. The Evergreens, number 9 seed in this very same Division I bracket as Wausau West, and they traveled to Hobbs in Eau Claire and beat the Eau Claire North Huskies by a score of 3-2. So DC Everest earns a trip to Chippewa Falls tomorrow night for a regional final. Everest, number 9 seed. Chippewa Falls, the number 1 ranked team in the state, the number 1 seed in the bracket as well. So good luck to DC Everest tomorrow night. Like to see the Warriors and the Evergreens both get those trips west with victories. And last night as well, in that Division I hockey bracket, Wisconsin Rapids knocked off Marshfield by a score of 6-1. Rapids will take on Wisconsin Valley Conference opponent Stevens Point tomorrow night in the regional final. Rapids is the number 7 seed, and Stevens Point is the number 2 seed. High school boys basketball last evening, it was Wausau East beating Wausau West 62-47. Also last night, Marshfield clinched the Wisconsin Valley Conference Championship. They defeated Stevens Point by a score of 54-45. So Marshfield wins the WVC for the second straight year. And we will be talking to the head boys basketball coach of Marshfield tonight, Chris Fisher, as part of the Big High School Sports Show. Big High School Sports Show tonight, 6 till 8 p.m. here on Bow Falls Radio. 7 o'clock, Marshfield boys coach Chris Fisher. 6:20, WISSports.net girls basketball writer Norbert Durst. And at 7:20, Lakeland girls basketball junior star Christina Wimmett. The three guests tonight joining myself and Jeff Grest right here on Bow Falls Radio from 6 until 8 p.m. Also in boys basketball last night, Merrill fell to Wisconsin Rapids by a score of 90-82. Mosinee, a good win over a tough Appleton Xavier squad, 72-65. North and Lutheran fell to Assumption, 74-54. Newman Catholic lost at Pacelli, 68-52. It was Athens edging Pittsville, 51-48. Also in boys hoops, Auburndale over Amherst, 44-41. It was Phillips over Tomahawk by a score of 68-27. Girls high school basketball last evening, it was Merrill over Antigo by a score of 67-43. Also last night in girls high school basketball, it was Pacelli over Assumption in a battle of a couple of top teams in central Wisconsin, 69-47. Wisconsin Rapids beat Chippewa Falls, 45-24. Stevens Point over Eau Claire Memorial, 64-54. Amherst defeated Marathon, 42-33. Rhinelander lost to Shawano, 67-49. Northern Lutheran falls to Manawa, 73-19. It was Owen Withy over Gilman, 39-28. Rib Lake rolled past Tomahawk by a score of 56-23. And also inner city battle here in central Wisconsin as Wausau East in girls high school basketball defeated Newman Catholic. Also wanted to mention a story last night. Ron Johnson. I haven't had a chance to talk about Ron Johnson recently. Ron Johnson, if you recall, a few years back, he spent July the 4th in Russia. You remember that? Remember when Ron Johnson, on Independence Day for the United States of America, spent July the 4th over in Russia?
I'm not sure I remember that.
Well, you better look it up, because he did. A few years back, Ron Johnson spent, along with some other Republicans, and again, you know, elected officials, they take trips around the world.
They do.
But July the 4th, Ron and his cronies were over in Russia. Well, last night, United States Senator Ron Johnson of the great state of Wisconsin voted no as the Senate passed a $95 billion aid package for Ukraine and Israel. Ron Johnson has come out and said Ukraine should give up, that Vladimir Putin is going to win that war, that Vladimir Putin should be given a free pass to take over a sovereign country like Ukraine.
Unbelievable.
U.S. Senator Ron Johnson says it makes no sense to send more money to Ukraine. Why? Because Ron Johnson, quote, Vladimir Putin will not lose this war.
Well, how does he know?
Johnson's continued, I say it that way as opposed to Ukraine can't win. Vladimir Putin will not lose, said Johnson. The Wisconsin Republican is urging the bill's rejection in the House, where Speaker Mike Johnson has already said it won't get a vote. And you're exactly right. There's one way to make sure that Vladimir Putin will not lose this war is to abandon the fighters of Ukraine. And again, what happened to the Republican Party? Do you remember Ronald Reagan? You don't remember. I remember Ronald Reagan because when I was...
I know a little bit of history, yeah. But I don't know too much.
Well, do you recall? You ever heard Ronald Reagan say, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall? Did you ever read that Ronald Reagan?
I have heard of.
Ronald Reagan called Russia, then the Soviet Union, the evil empire. Do you think that Ron Johnson would ever call Vladimir Putin's Russia the evil empire? No. Do you ever think Ron Johnson would tell Mr. Putin to tear down that wall? No.
Nope.
What is going on here? Where? And again, it has a lot to do with the leader of the Republican Party, one Donald J. Trump.
So he's basically saying it's easier to give up and just let Putin win the war than basically continue fighting in a war.
Over the weekend, Donald Trump at a campaign appearance said he would encourage Vladimir Putin to invade wherever he wanted to. I mean, what kind of statement is that? And what kind of statement is Ron Johnson saying when he says no more money to Ukraine? Again, this is a country that is looking west, looking to Western Europe, looking to NATO.
Mm-hmm.
And Ron Johnson is standing with the totalitarian leaders of the world. I don't get it. I don't understand it. And it makes you wonder, when Ron Johnson went to Russia on July the 4th a few years back, what was he told? What did he find out in Russia that has made him an ally to a man in Vladimir Putin who is a war criminal? Vladimir Putin is a criminal in so many different ways, but he is a war criminal, number one, for what he has done in Ukraine and other areas of the world. He has been a war criminal in multiple ways. But also, he is a criminal that has run Russia like a crime boss.
Right.
He makes a lot of money for himself and his cronies because of the crime in the country of Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, that is the way it is in Russia. But for somebody that has been elected over and over and over again by the people of the state of Wisconsin to stand up with Vladimir Putin and not the people of Ukraine is an outrage.
Absolutely.
I mean, Ron Johnson, I shake my head.
Yeah.
And I would encourage you folks who did not be able to hear it, because also between 8 and 10 a.m. on other stations on the Civic Media Radio Network, Earl Ingram hosts the show. Earl Ingram he's based out of Waukesha, but his show goes off to other stations on the Civic Media Radio Network during this time frame.
Mm-hmm.
So here in Wausau, you don't hear Earl, you hear me, and you hear Ian. But Earl Ingram has a show, and he had Ron Johnson on his program last week. And I would encourage you to go to the podcast page, to go to wherever you get your podcast, search out Earl Ingram and the show he had Ron Johnson on last week, and listen to Ron Johnson and Earl, because it's informative. And I give Earl credit for having Ron come on. I have talked to Ron Johnson on my programs in the past, not on this program, but in the past. And I the thing about Ron Johnson that really kind of annoyed me, one of the many things that annoyed me, is when I had to deal with them, him and his people insisted on knowing all the questions in advance. And then also telling me, well, these are the areas that the senator wants to talk about. That is not the way it should be done. It should be done where you have a conversation, where you should be prepared to answer any question that the host has, or perhaps that listeners have, not mandate that Ron Johnson wants to talk about this, Ron Johnson wants to talk about that.
And scripted questions and answers are not going to improve your credibility.
No!
I mean, if you know the questions and you know exactly what you want to say for the answer, it's like it's not even you representing yourself. It's like you're representing these bogus ideas on paper just because, okay, this is what's on the paper, this is what I believe, deal with it. No, that is wrong.
And the thing about Ron Johnson as well, you see the picture of his official Senate picture, wearing this little American flag lapel pin. It should be a Russian flag, not an American flag, because that's who he's serving with this vote. Voting no and saying that it makes no sense to send more money to Ukraine. He is waving the white flag. Can you imagine if Joe Biden had waved the white flag in some area that Ron Johnson feels like is important to the U.S.? He would just be screaming and yelling about selling out America. Well, that's what he is doing. He is selling out not only Ukraine, but selling out America, because if you don't stop people like Putin where they are right now, it's going to cost more and more and more in the future.
Yeah.
The time is 9:48. Wednesday morning, hump day Wednesday. We are heading downhill towards the weekend. Coming up, we'll have our daily history lesson here on Valentine's Day, the 14th of February. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30.
The fight to make ends meet keeps a man up on his feet, holding down his job, trying to show he can.
On Friday night, the Wausau West High School boys basketball team travels to Marshfield to take on the first-place Tigers in a Wisconsin Valley Conference matchup. Hear all the exciting action live on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15. Wausau West High School boys basketball on Bow Falls Radio is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurant, Sun Printing, Graphic Packaging International, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Menke Automotive, Shine Chiropractic, and Picks and Pieces. It's Wausau West at Marshfield in high school boys basketball. Friday night, starting with the pregame show at 7, opening tip at 7:15. On Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:52. It is February the 14th, 2024. Day number 45 of this year. That means there are 321 days remaining in 2024. Mm-hmm. And some famous events have occurred on this date in history. Back in 1778, the United States flag was formally recognized by a foreign naval vessel for the first time when French Admiral Toussaint Guillaume Picquet de Lamotte rendered a 9-gun salute to the USS Ranger, commanded by John Paul Jones. On this date in 1849, in New York City, James Polk became the first serving president of the United States to have his photograph taken. On this date in 1979, history's oldest caged guinea pig named Snowball died in Bingham, England at age 14 years, 10 and a half months. On this date in 1989, the first of 24 satellites of the Global Positioning System was placed into orbit. On this date in 2003, Dolly, the cloned sheep, was euthanized after premature aging and disease marred her short life and raised questions about the practicality of copying life. On this date in 2005, 19 years ago today, YouTube was founded. On this date in 2014, the Ivanpah Solar Electric Generating System, the world's largest solar energy plant, opened in the Mojave Desert. The $2.2 billion plant spans 5 square miles and can provide power to 140,000 homes. And on this date in 2019, Amazon canceled plans to build a corporate campus in Long Island, Queens, New York, after widespread opposition. Some famous people that are celebrating birthdays today. Magician Teller of Penn & Teller. Many years ago, I saw Penn & Teller in Vegas. Boy, what a great, great show. They have a terrific show titled Fool Us on the CW. Magician Teller of Penn & Teller, 76 years old today. Actor Zach Galligan of Gremlins is 60. Phil Lewis from The Suite Life of Zach and Cody is 56. Simon Pegg played Scotty in the newest Star Trek movies.
He's so good.
And also in Mission Impossible. Simon Pegg is 54. Jake Lacey of The Office is 39. And Freddie Highmore of The Good Doctor and The Spiderwick Chronicles turning 32 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Valentine's Day, of course. Mm-hmm. It is Frederick Douglass Day. It is Ash Wednesday. It is Book Giving Day. It is League of Women Voters Day. It is Library Lovers Day. It is Cream-Filled Chocolate Day. It is Ferris Wheel Day. It is Have a Heart Day. It is Organ Donor Day. It is Pet Theft Awareness Day. Race Relations Day. Read to Your Child Day. And Call In Single Day. So, Call In Single.
That would be me.
That would be me as well. Our number for the day.
Okay.
It is the revenue projected to be brought in by U.S. restaurants every day in 2024.
Oh, boy. This is going to be a big number.
So, revenue projected to be brought in by U.S. restaurants every day in 2024.
Every day.
Multiple choice.
Yes, please.
A, $2 billion. B, $3 billion. C, $4 billion.
The amount projected for restaurants.
So you can think
every
of
day for this
how
year.
Many restaurants there are around the country.
Okay.
$2 billion a day, $3 billion a day, $4 billion a day.
Well, there's a lot of restaurants, and I really want to get this right. So I'm going to say C. I'm going to say $4 billion.
The correct answer is B, $3 billion a day.
Doggone it.
You are 0 for 3 this
Man,
week.
Man, this is not my
you
week
are,
right now. You're,
the pressure's going to be on tomorrow. The pressure's going to be on.
Hopefully after doing the, hopefully after the shows, I get a little more energy, and I can focus and get the answer right.
There you go. Well, right. Well, thanks to our guest today, Matt Toombs, member of the U.S. Wheelchair Curling Team, Jim Force from the Wausau Curling Club in our first hour, Sean Wright, Executive Director of the Grand Theater, the Performing Arts Foundation in hour number two. Tomorrow morning, we'll start things off talking to the host of Up North News Radio, Up North News Radio host Pat Kreitlow. Talk about the fact that I'm substituting for him on Up North News Radio next Monday and Tuesday. I'm going to have to be on the air 4 hours Monday and Tuesday. 6 o'clock. I'm not looking forward to that. Tonight, don't forget, back with me from 6 till 8 for the Big High School Sports Show. Ian, have a good final dress tonight.
I will. You have a happy Valentine's Day, Chad.
And have a great rest of your day.
You too.
And stick around. Coming up from 10 until noon, Matt and Air on Air. Have a great Valentine's Day. Have a great Wednesday. Thanks for joining us for the Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.